From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me on Instagram at TheRealShaunaMae.
And check me out on Instagram at Bella_Lala125.
It has been such a crappy week weather-wise. It's like winter is back.
It's disgusting, and I'm in a very foul mood today.
So am I.
I'm on no sleep, and this weather has been making it just, it's bad. And, you know, today's episode is about self-care day and making sure that you're mentally and emotionally happy, and I'm just not feeling it at all. I'm not feeling it.
Me either. I woke up in a very bad mood. I actually woke up with a headache, and I'm just got this very overwhelming feeling.
Yeah.
Which is what you had said earlier.
Oh, I'm extremely overwhelmed. I just, right now, I'm not one to go to bed, but I really feel like going in bed, shutting off the lights, and just, not even sleeping, just laying there and watching a movie, something comforting, because I need, that's how I have to handle this, because I just need that comforting aspect, and if I wasn't on a diet, it'd be like a big bowl of penny vodka in bed watching a movie, but I'm not going to do that. I have to find another way.
Well, you could always just lay in bed and watch a movie.
Yeah, yeah. But that comfort aspect is like eating something that makes me happy. So, gotta find something else.
But I would say eat ice cream, but you don't like ice cream.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything for me. I mean, I like ice cream to a certain extent, but I don't crave it. I don't, you know, it doesn't do anything for me. Pasta? Yeah. Pasta makes me happy.
Cereal. You like cereal?
I like cereal, but I've cut that out on my diet. So, maybe I'll cheat and have a bowl of cereal tonight in bed.
Right before your doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have to go to the doctor tomorrow. But so, you know, there's not much I could do, I guess. But
we can't win over here.
No, no. I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just go. I know tanning's not good for you, but I was like, maybe I'll go to the gym and go in the tanning bed just to get 5 minutes of those, like, you know, the good endorphins from the sun, make my body like, oh, it's hot, it's sunny, it's nice. And, you know, it works. It does work.
I know it works. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah. So I believe in that, and I just, with two kids, I can't get there. I cannot get, like, right now, that'd be great. I'd just go into that nice, hot tanning bed, and my body would feel like, okay, we're on the beach, even though we're not, and I'd be happy. I'd be happier, because the weather, it's been cold, dreary, dark, rainy, wet. It's disgusting.
It is horrible out. You could probably hear the rain, like, pounding on the roof. Yeah. It's so bad here. And I'm just over it. I want spring. I really want summer, but I will settle for spring.
Yeah, I'm fine with spring. I'm fine with even 60 degree days as long as the sun is out. Not this crap with no sun and it's like 30s and 40s and wet and rainy. Like, it's not making for a good self-care day. It's not. It's really not.
No, it isn't. It should be all week.
Yeah, it should be self-care week. We need self-care week. We all need a week. And I mean, for you, again, you're going to the spa, right? That's what you're doing for self-care day?
Yes, I am going to the spa, but I wish it was a longer day, but my life just doesn't
allow for that.
Yeah. My schedule is just, it's insane. You know, it's working till 10 o'clock at night, you know, getting up early, and there's just no time.
No, I hear you. I can never get a babysitter, so I can't do anything for myself because I have the kids, and you can't bring them to a salon. And even if you can, it's very stressful because my daughter does not sit long. You know, she's not well, like, sitting there long. She gets antsy, she's screaming. So then on top of, you can't relax, because in my head I'm like, is she gonna cry? Is she gonna scream? Is she gonna act, just make a scene, you know? So it's hard, and we all need to take that time. Like, Shauna's taking that time tomorrow. I'm going to take that time next week. That's my self-care day. I'm going to get my hair done, and I'm going to a dinner with you, actually. And then Friday, I'm going out with my girlfriends. I mean, even though that's not self-care, it's just getting dressed up, feeling good about yourself, going out and eating good food, socializing. And then that Friday, I'm going out to a restaurant with my girlfriends. We're going to walk the town and have fun, you know, let loose a bit. So my self-care is next week. But, you know, I guess tomorrow I'll try and figure something out to do for myself.
Well, you are going to the doctor, so oh, that yay. Is for yourself.
That is so unstressful, right? Yeah, no, that's not my idea of self-care. But, I mean, I am, yeah, I'm caring for myself, right? I'm taking care of myself. But mentally, it's stressful. So, I mean, we keep talking about National Self-Care Day, but what it is, it's a day. It takes place every year on April 5th, National Self-Care Day. And it's just a reminder for everyone worldwide to take a break. Take care of yourself first. Put yourself first that day. And try and ease your stresses. Try and find something that you enjoy doing, something that brings you peace and comfort and relaxation. And, you know, even if it's one small thing, like Sean is going to the spa, I'm going to have to figure out something too tomorrow. Just do it. Just take it. It kind of forces you, like, hey, let me take this time for myself.
Yeah, it really does. You know, and even if you, like, go get your nails done or something.
Yeah.
You know, I did that the other day. I went and I was in and out within 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's the best because I hate sitting there for that long.
Yeah. You know, I needed that break and I went and got my nails done and went right back to work. So you take that little break for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of self-care, we promoted her last week on the show. We have Pearl Chiarenza on the phone. She is a transformational life coach and an author and a speaker. And April 5th is coming up very soon. It is National Self-Care Day. So you have a program called Shiro. And can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So the Shiro comes from my journey of being a people-pleasing addict. So 2015, I had taken a six-week course on identity and destiny. So basically, I had, at the end of 6 weeks, we had to give our I am statement. And when I gave my I am statement, I was still saying that I was a wife, a mom, all these titles that, you know, that we wear as women. And my friend that I met in the course, she sat across me, she's like, did you not get this? Do you not figure out that you're more than just those titles? And I was like, oh, shucks, I got to figure this out. So it was a year that my oldest son, Matt, was going off to college, and my younger son, Nate, was a rising junior at that time in high school. And so I knew that I need to figure this out. So I dropped Matt off at college, and I decided that I needed to also reconnect with my younger son, Nate, because he's like me. He's independent, builds computers, just such a great whiz. After doing that, I realized that I said yes to so many people all the time. Like, you probably could have asked me to help you go clean up your sock drawer, and I probably said, okay, what time are we starting, right? So I realized I said yes often, and I was like, I got to stop this because I don't know who I am other than what I do for others. What am I doing for self?
Yeah.
So I decided to take a rock. I found a rock on, this came to me. I found a rock on the ground. I picked it up, and I decided to make a commitment that three times a day I was going to move this rock to say no to something. And so, at first, you know, we feel guilty, you know, they're not going to like me, all those negative things that come in our head, right? However, I decided I wasn't being happy. And if I'm not here tomorrow, what's everybody going to say about me, what I did when I left? So I decided to go on a journey and I start saying no to others. What I found, you guys, was that I actually had been closing doors for other people for years by showing up to something I wasn't enjoying doing. What I mean by that is, like, maybe you would ask me to come help fundraise for a dog fund shelter or something, right? And I was like, yeah, let's go do it. I love my dogs. Well, I love my dogs, but I don't want to be around a bunch of dogs and help raise money for a bunch of dogs, right?
Yeah.
So I said yes, and I'm like, I come with no energy. Well, when you might have asked me to do that, I might have said, you know what? That sounds like a great thing. I love my dogs. And I know Mary Jane down the road. She's got a great shelter. You guys should connect. Let me connect you guys. So I found that I was becoming a connector. And as I did that, I became stronger in saying no to somebody else. And as I became stronger, I found myself being happier. I wasn't stressed out. I wasn't waking up in the middle of the night going, oh my gosh, I forgot to do this or that. Then I became empowered to do things like start speaking on stages, start sharing my story, expand my business from just health and wellness to life coaching. And as I became empowered to do these things, I would walk in a room and people were like, hey, Pearl, like, have you lost weight? Did you cut your hair? Like, what's up with you? You look so different. It's because I was at peace. I was happy. So I was radiant.
Yeah.
And then as that happened, the O comes from, I started being the original person I wanted to be. I started being happy and confident and saying no to others. I started communicating my realistic expectations to those around me, from my business, from my clients, to my husband, to anything that came across me in my journey. And that's where the Shiro came from. And men can be Shiros too, because it's not just a female. Well, it sounds like a female name. It's just something that I sat down one day and I said, what's been different? And that's where the acronym came from. Like, I became this Shiro.
I love that.
It's a cool thing.
Yeah, like I was like, Thank you. Is this hero with an S? Like I was like, you know, trying to, that's awesome though. And people pleasing is, that's one of my bad traits too. I've always been a people pleaser. And
yeah, me and Lala were talking about it earlier and I'm like, we're both people pleasers and we do anything we can to please somebody.
Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, it's kind of like I realize, like, number one, no one truly appreciates it. They just expect it when you're a people pleaser, you know, like they expect it and it's not appreciated. And I always felt like kind of left out of things, even though I was always helping people. And it is, it's a horrible, horrible feeling to have, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is like, we say yes so happily, like, oh yeah, let's go do that. I want to go do that with you. But when it comes to saying no, we're thinking, oh my gosh, they're not going to like me. And that's, most women are people pleasers because we don't want to let somebody down, including our kids. Like, we don't want to tell our kids no even. But no is a complete sentence. And I make my clients smile when they say no. Like, I'm like, say no to me. I don't know how to do that. I'm like, you're not saying it happy enough, right? So when you can say it with a smile on your face, you're not going to be stressed out when your kid comes home and asks you to make a grilled cheese sandwich. And you're like, I ain't got time for that. You're going to be like, nope, I'm going to show you how to make it. Let me show you how to do it, right? And you can teach them and empower them. And it's just, we naturally, women are people pleasers. You know, there are some men that are as well. However, most of us women, because, you know, it's just that who we are, our make, we're nurturers, right? We want everybody to be happy, want everybody to be peaceful. What I'm going to say to you is very powerful. And I didn't know how powerful it was until we lost our oldest son in July of 22 at 25 years old. I used to sit with my clients and be like, if you're not here tomorrow, like, what are your friends and family going to be able to say they saw you do for yourself? Like, if all they could say at your eulogy is what they saw you do for your self-care, what are they going to say? And if you can't think of at least two things that each of your friends are going to say, we got a lot of work to do. But yeah. In 22, yeah. When that happened, I mean, literally when my son passed, it was so fast in a tragic car accident. The next day I was like, oh my gosh, he empowered me to continue being this journey that I am, because he saw me step into this Shiro method that I've created. And even 2 days before he passed, we were in a garage. He asked me for a water bottle. He's a football player in high school. And I tossed the water bottle and he's like, Mom, not only have you figured out who the heck you are, but you got an arm finally, you know? Aww. And so having that memory and going, I got to continue this, because yeah, I could have stepped back in that people pleasing role, taking care of my husband and my other son, you know, his brother, but we all had to figure out how to do this grief journey together while still taking care of self. And that's why it's so important, because we're not promised tomorrow. And I never thought how, you know, profound that was going to be for me at some time, but if you're listening to us and you're working somewhere at this job, if you're not there tomorrow, they're going to slide somebody right into your spot. And if you are an entrepreneur and own a business like I do, who am I empowering? Nobody's going to step into what I do. But if I can leave the legacy that I've taught you some of these tools in my toolbox, then I know I've done what I'm supposed to do.
And yep. It is true. You are replaceable, especially at a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have found that out, both of us. So how do you get out of that mindset? What are some examples for our listeners who, you know, just like us, are people pleasers? How do we stop pleasing people?
That's a great question. The first thing I like to do is have you sit down and create 10 things on a piece of paper that bring you joy. And my clients hate this when they start working with me, because you're going to write it down. You think you'll be done. Oh, I can be done that in like 5 minutes. No. When you start writing the things that bring you joy, it can take a little while. And then I want you to tell me not only, you know, what it is, but why. I want you to answer it to, I want you to keep asking yourself, you know, I love sitting in my front porch. Well, why? Because it brings me peace. Why does it bring you peace? I want you to keep asking yourself the question why until you can't answer anymore. So then we can truly see what about that item brings you joy. Because once you can do that, then you can start understanding and seeing that there's a lot of things you do that's taking you away from sitting on the front porch and having peace. Maybe journaling while you're sitting on the front porch because it allows you to release some negative thoughts, right? It's so important to just start with there. If you can start with your joy. So if you're listening, just start with three things to start off and really ask yourself, what about it brings you joy and why? And then pick one of those things on that list and just allow yourself to do it at least once a week. And if it's once a week is too much, every other week. You just have to start small because, you know, it's like dieting. People think, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to be completely on track with this and I'm not going to eat this, this or that. And then you go to a party and there's a piece of cake there and you're like, oh, I want that piece of cake. And then you have the piece of cake and the next day you beat yourself up. No, don't beat yourself up. You had the cake. You can't rewind it. It's okay. What's the next thing you can do to continue on? And if you can start with at least one thing that brings you joy and make a commitment that you're going to take 2 minutes a day to do that, that can bring you peace. We have a 30-day glow-up challenge that you can join it. It's at your own pace. So if it takes longer than 30 days, go for it. But in that challenge, we do things like having your own personal pillow fight. In other words, you're going to fight with your pillow and yeah, you're going to smack your head with it. You might kick the pillow with it, but it's just something fun to do. And that's the whole purpose, is to start small with something fun.
That is awesome. I like that. The pillow fight.
It really gets your like aggression out, you know?
Yes, exactly.
So you believe in guiltless self-care for women. What are some examples of guiltless self-care? So like for me, I would say, I'm just going to throw this out there. I like to get my hair and nails done. Would that be something?
Yeah, why not? And here's the thing. Like, I live in Florida, so I'm in Tampa, Florida, and I have tons of beaches around me, right? So I'm a bad girl. I don't go to the beach all the time. But my guiltless self-care is to say, once a month or once a quarter, I'm taking a staycation. I tell my husband and my kids, I'll see you later. I'll be back on Sunday. I leave on a Friday evening. I've known to show up in my PJs and come back home in the same PJs I am, because I just hang out in the hotel room. I'm on the beach. And just something like that is as simple as that is fun. Now, here's the thing that a lot of women struggle with, especially if you have children, is how do I do it because I don't want my kids to think I'm not around? That's okay. You just gave the example about getting your hair and nails done. My oldest son, Matt, had terrible football feet. So him and I, we would go get mani and pedis together and we would have conversations. Like the girl who used to do our nails would just laugh at us because we would talk about girls. We would talk about sex. We would talk about, you know, anything and everything that was on the table was a conversation. Yeah. So we were doing things together and I was enjoying some time for myself, right? My younger son, Nate, he loves to go to the movies. So him and I would go catch a movie every so often together. And so I'm doing something. It's not, you know, I can do it with my kids. I don't have to always do it by myself. However, guiltless self-care, doing things by yourself, is find the things, again, go back to your joy list. And is there something on there that you can go do that, you know, just kind of gives you some peace? And even if it's just, you know, I'm going to go sit in the park up the street here for an hour, right? That's okay. And then also, I talked earlier about communicating our realistic expectations. If you're new to this and your family's been used to you doing everything all the time, you have to let them know that you want to communicate that with them. Yeah. So when I really started stepping into this self-care journey, I started out with just spending an hour a day by myself in the house here. So I would say to my kids and my husband, I'm going to go in my room here. I'm going to take a bath or read, but I'm going to sit in my room for about an hour. Unless the house is burning down or somebody's hurt themselves, has to go to the hospital, I don't want to see anybody. And I would just tell them that's what I'm doing. But the cool thing is then you're showing your family how to have independent time as well.
Yes. It's so important.
Yes.
It is important.
I need to do that. They all like depend on me so heavily. It's like if yeah. I'm not doing it, like the house falls apart, everything falls apart, you know. It's
like, I have to tell you, I want to say something on that. So my sister-in-law Melissa, she is amazing. I went to go visit her and my brother. My nephew was about 3 or 4 at the time, and she's like, hey, you want to come upstairs? Sean's gonna put his clothes away. I'm like, going, I have teenagers. I didn't have them put their clothes away when they were that age. She's like, hey, listen, this house, this is a business and he's part of the team. So he needs to learn how to put his clothes away. I'm like, I like that you're a CEO of your household. I think that's freaking amazing. So to those that are listening, and even to you, like you just said, teach your kids how to do these things. Teach them how to, you know, they're not going to fold the clothes perfectly, but the act of learning is so empowering because they are learning to be independent and they are learning that they can do things with your help, but also start learning how to do it without their help. And then you can have great conversations, which leads to great communication.
Oh, agree. We implemented that this year. My son's 10 and he's always done chores, but this year it was, okay, you're going to learn how to fold and you're going to bring up your laundry. And he gives me a hard time and he's like, why do I need to do this? None of my friends do. And I'm like, well, it's just good. I know it's not perfect, but it's taking a job off of mommy's shoulders. I try to explain that to him. And you're learning, you know, like one day when you want to go to college, you got to do your own clothes. Mommy's not going to be there, you know.
My kids used to hate on, especially in the summer, they on the weekends, each them, they shared a bathroom. So it was bathroom. As I got older, they learned how to clean the bathroom. Like, I can't believe this. My friends aren't doing this. I said, well, someday when you marry a wife, she's going to appreciate you being able to do this. I don't know about your friends, but I know about you.
Exactly.
Starting him off early.
Yes, we want to raise some good husbands, like good caretakers for their wives and their families.
Absolutely.
You know? It's so important.
So speaking of pajamas, you actually host a pajama retreat for women. Mm-hmm. That must be so relaxing.
Oh, it is. It's so much fun. So it's called our Soulful Self-Care PJ Retreat. We're having our 8th one this year. And we go to the Gulf Shores of Alabama. It's the easiest packing ever because whatever you wear to the retreat, you can wear home, just like I was sharing with you guys earlier. And then everything is included except for your transportation. So we have a personal chef. You arrive on a Thursday. You can check out on Monday. We have the different activities that we'll do. You're in your PJs the entire weekend. I like to tell the girls, you can let the girls hang loose. But the one requirement is there is no makeup. You are not allowed to wear makeup over the weekend, but you get, you get to meet some amazing 23 other PJ sisters that you're going to make lifelong memories and relationships with. And you're going to walk away with some tools in your toolbox about, like what we're talking about, guiltless self-care, how to say no, how to put yourself first. If a lot of times the people that come have businesses, how do you handle the balance between work and your business and, you know, and your personal life. And then, you know, some people have gone through things like myself, you know, the loss of a child. Some people have come through, you know, domestic violence situations and things like that. So we help walk you through the breakthroughs you have over that weekend. And so this year, it's our 8th one that we're doing. And so we're telling everybody, if you want to be part of our 10 year that we're already planning for, that's going to be in Costa Rica, this is going to be the year you're going to want to come and be start being part of our journey together. And it's a lot of fun. We are literally, you guys, on the beach. Like, we have our own private walkway to the beach and everything. It's a beautiful house. And it's a house, actually, this year we won it for the last 3 years. It's called Banana Cabana. And it's in Gulf Shores, a bright yellow house, which just makes everybody feel happy. And so and you might be in your own bed, you might be sharing a bed with somebody, but you're gonna walk away with some fun PJ sisters, and we're gonna have a personal chef taking care of us. You can also book a massage while you're there, but you get to walk away with a lifestyle portrait, so our photographer takes a picture of you on the beach, and it just fills your soul.
I love this.
We have 10 spots left, so
okay.
If you got room.
Where can everyone find the information on if they wanted to do this?
Great question. So you can go to wslivingretreats.com. So that's wslivingretreats.com.
That is awesome. And we're going to put it on our website and social media accounts too, because that sounds so fun. I mean,
And Costa Rica. What's better than Costa Rica?
Costa Rica's in 2 years. This year's Gulf Shores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Costa Rica, yes, that's amazing. I'm going to go to that one, I think, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, that is so – it's kind of like a high school sleepover, but now we're adults, so it's going to be even better because there's no, like, bullying and there's no, you know, pranks being, you know, that's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there is, bringing out your childhood.
She's like, maybe there is. But we do have a fun 70s night this year. We're doing a 70s night. And then one of the other things, too, we have something very special that happens at the retreat. And we tell everybody you have to be all in. And if you can't be all in, it's okay to say no. But you basically we're going to step into that letting go and letting someone else do for you. And it's a really powerful thing that we do for somebody.
Wow.
I won't tell what it is, but it's a big secret. It's kind of a Today Show-esque thing.
Ooh, okay. Well, people have to go so they can find out.
Yeah, right? You got to come. You could be one of them. Who knows?
Yeah.
You never know. Mm-hmm. We might be there.
I know. I think I want to.
We'll save you a spot.
Tell my family, bye. Handle it yourself. I'm going.
They can. And that's, you know what? But that's the thing, because people think, I can't go do that because of my kids. Listen, as long as they have food in the house and somebody's taking care of them, who cares if you come home and the house is a mess?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
How many of us clean? I mean, I'm one of the ones, I'll clean my house before I leave. But when I come home, I'm like, okay, if it's a mess, it's supposed to be a mess. Everybody's still alive, right? That's the most important thing.
Yep.
And I had a good time.
That's awesome. Yeah. Everyone deserves that break and just to stop thinking of that mental load of running a household or your children or your job. So this sounds like the perfect retreat, especially. I need that.
It's a good time to just relax and meet new people too, because mm-hmm. you know, a lot of women, they don't have time to go out and meet friends.
No,
I know.
Yeah, it's hard, and to get on that level with them, like what she's going to be doing with these women. When you get on that emotional level and that personal level, it is a different type of feeling and friendship that you probably gain.
Yes, for sure. And the thing is, everybody creates these great friendships. And then what happens is when we were first started out, it was like, how do we continue? And that's where I created the Shiro League. So now if you come to the retreat, you get to be part of our Shiro League and our community that's growing and, you know, women that are helping and lifting each other up.
That is amazing. That is so good. I haven't heard of this, so I'm really glad that we connected because this is really up my alley.
That's awesome.
And what is the website again for all of our listeners to check out?
So go to wslivingretreatswithanssatheend.com.
Awesome. Well, everyone, check out Pearl's website. And for more info, go to her website and check out the retreat. Sign up. Yeah. We might be there.
We might be there.
Yay!
Everyone, check out wsliving.com.
Are the courses on the same website?
No, probably not. You can also find everything at our main site, wsliving.com. But you can find me everywhere on social media as well.
Okay. And what is your social media?
It's Pearl Knapp, as you said, that's my maiden name. But Pearl Knapp Chiarenza, Chiarenza. And you can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Facebook, all over the place, LinkedIn.
Awesome. We will follow you. And
awesome.
We are going to definitely promote the retreat and your website.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
And that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to take some time for yourself this week for self-care day. And you're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com. On all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. You could follow me on Instagram at TheRealShaunaMay.
And you could follow me at Bella_Lala125. And make sure to follow Pearl at WSLiving.com. And follow her on her Instagram at Pearl_Chiarenza, which is spelled Chiarenza, Z as in Nancy, Z as in Zebra, A.
We will see you next week.